HMMC.
You're listening to the WYE Radio Network.
This week on Ask WYE, Kevin takes some umbrage with Justin.
Podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now, here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic.
Quick shout out to the Banjo Cat
here
in the studio.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, as we are recording this episode, I am going to see one Zane Lamprey of Three Sheets and what was his other one? Drinking Made Easy.
Yeah.
Drinking Made Easy. Two of my all-time favorite drinking shows, because he's hilarious. Anyway, he's doing a stand-up bit at Gilman Brewing, and as it happens,
we are drinking
a Gilman Brewing beer called Banjo Cat. I love it.
We're going to talk about this a little bit more next week in our annual wrap-up show for season three, but these beers were brought to us by the folks that support the show and keep it free for you to
listen to.
Patreon.com/WYE.
Thank you ever so much. So, you know, it's been a long time since we have done an ask.
It has. We've had so many current events and folks we really wanted to talk to that we never really had a chance to jump in with an ask.
Yeah, exactly. And last week's episode, when we talked about the fentanyl vape pen and all that kind of stuff, and we said, hey, if somebody can come up with an actual case
with an incidental exposure.
Yes. We did not get that email yet.
Nope.
But we're still waiting. Yep. Justin at WYERadio.com or Jason at WYERadio.com.
I know.
Oh, God. I'm
before season four, we'll get him to get it right.
Yeah, eventually. But I did get an email from a gentleman named Kevin. And Kevin, first off, thanks for reaching out. Always appreciate hearing from folks in the disciplines.
Yeah, and we read all your email, guys.
We do, yeah.
Just so you know.
Absolutely. But you know, we had such a, I don't know, a tête-à-tête, if you will.
It was like the old crossover show.
It was. What people don't see behind the scenes is we are giving each other just, you know, the super business. We're pointing and laughing, whole way through.
Because that's how we always were. Like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong. Hey,
no,
can I have that beer?
Wrong.
Sure. Yeah. So anyway, Kevin reached out, and he said he just finished the episode, and the fentanyl argument blew his mind. He was totally in agreement with me. I mean, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. That's good looking out. But he was kind of, he said, absolutely shocked. I'm going to say gobsmacked and or flummoxed at the confidence that you had. And I'm like, no, that's just Justin. He's confident about everything he does, even if he's dead wrong. He's super confident. Anyway. He operated under the assumption that, you know, because he has heard so much about it, that this is nearly a semi-regular thing. But here's what I loved. He wants you to be right, because it could really change the narrative in his head.
Good.
But here's what concerned him. He said, at the same time, your, meaning Justin, not breathing part concerns him. Just because someone's not breathing to meet Justin's metric does not mean that they are not on the way to the state when unconscious, but still breathing on the way to not breathing. He was trained to give it when in doubt. There's no way to overdose on it. I'm assuming he's discussing Narcan.
Naloxone, yes.
Yeah. As it would be equivalent of spraying water in somebody's nose. To be trained that when in doubt, do it is the antithesis of the way that you, Justin, would train. So let's take that last bit first.
We're going to
go backwards. When in doubt, do it.
Sure.
Is that the antithesis of the way you would train?
Yeah. Yes.
So you would rather make sure somebody's going to go into full arrest or, you know, whatever fancy medical term you want to use, dying before you do it, because it can't hurt them.
No, I just said, when in doubt, give it.
But I just asked. Oh, my God. Will you pay attention to the questions being asked of you?
Uh-huh. It's an ask.
Oh. See, you know, earlier I just said that we're smiling and pointing.
Yeah.
And I want to freaking smack you.
How come you're pointing at me with one finger? You're pointing at the ceiling, too.
You
What's up
are
there?
Number one, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you. No, if you don't have the
medical,
if you do not have the medical training to fully assess someone's level of possible ingestion of or injection, in this case, of a foreign substance.
Yeah.
That is causing
unknown,
a depression.
Sure.
A depressant. Sure.
Yeah.
Give the Narcan. Yes. Your goal is not to wake the person up. then this is something that's missed in all these classes.
An awake person will fight or
your
freak
goal,
out or
your
whatever.
Goal is to maintain their breathing and their airway. And if you're nervous, if you're holding the Narcan in your hand and you're like, I just don't like the way they're breathing, give it. Push it up the nose. Yes. As directed.
All the way to their brain is what.
It will eventually get to the brain, yes. But also keep in mind that this isn't necessarily something they can overdose on because it's a blocker. It's a receptor blocker. But it does wear off faster than what we're giving it for. So you can't just push the Narcan and thank you, high five,
and down the stairs. We're out.
Yeah.
10-8. No, thanks, everybody.
That does not happen.
No.
But when you ask.
It's kind of the equivalent of, you know, the iteration of stun guns or tasers in Hollywood. They zap somebody and that person's out for like 15 minutes. That is not the way it works.
Yeah.
not even at all. As soon as that current stops, that person has complete control of their faculties again and the fight is back on.
But one of the things that we're seeing when we read the initial story that X amount of officers were exposed to fentanyl and required Narcan to be revived, I would like to know what their breathing status was when the Narcan was administered.
That's interesting.
Because you know what woke them up? Water up their nose.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
If they're breathing 40 times a minute and they hyperventilate and pass out and they're still hyperventilating, maybe Narcan's not indicated. However, if you don't have the training and they are unconscious.
Better safe than sorry. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No. Oh.
Give
better
it.
Better sorry than safe.
Right, no.
Got it.
I don't like better safe than sorry. That's like, well, man, I found a quarter in the street. It might have been stolen. I should call the police. Better safe than sorry.
That is a stupid example.
Just pick up the quarter and put it in your pocket. So that's what I'm saying. When a cop,
my God.
When a cop hyperventilates.
Your moral standards, sir.
When a cop hyperventilates and passes out from thinking that the car they just pulled over had fentanyl, but all eight people in the car are conscious, you should take that officer and put him in your pocket. And when he protests, tell him, good morning.
Okay.
Because that's what you have to wonder. We had something local where four of our highway officers experienced dizziness after pulling over a car and seeing a white powder. No one in the car was dizzy. No one in the car requested medical attention.
Does fentanyl exposure make you dizzy or just knock you on your ass?
There is no fentanyl exposure. The fentanyl has to actually be ingested or injected.
What you're telling me is that all of these stories that have been coming out over the last, what, 4 or 5 years about the dangers of fentanyl, it is all complete and utter garbage.
No. Fentanyl is dangerous when ingested or injected.
Uh-huh.
You can spill it on your skin, and it does not absorb.
Okay.
If you somehow aerosolize it, say you go in and you do the... Who's the basketball player that does the big poof with the dust? LeBron or...
I don't know. I don't watch basketball.
If you do that and then go stand in that and breathe that a bunch, and that's fentanyl or carfentanil, which is one of the analogs of fentanyl, there's a chance that you could be affected. But if you walk up and like put it on your gloved hand and look at it and go, oh, man, that might be fentanyl, and some gets on your arm, just brush it off.
With
You'll be perfectly fine.
With your... Like, lick it off.
No.
No. Oh.
That if you're stupid enough to do that,
well, maybe.
Yeah, the anti-Darwin squad is rolling in on that one. But the big thing is all these stories you've seen of officers and their fentanyl exposure and they're given Narcan and revived and taken to the hospital. BS, 100%, every single one of them guaranteed.
Wow.
Guaranteed. Because the only way to get fentanyl to absorb through the skin, and I mentioned this on the last show.
You have an open wound.
An open wound.
Yeah.
Or a fentanyl patch. Which they spent millions and millions of dollars trying to figure out how to get fentanyl to go through the skin. So you're Johnny Scumbag in the 82 Datsun that you stopped, who's got white powder, even if it is pure fentanyl, you're fine.
All right.
CDC recommends basic PPE, which is eye protection, mask, gloves. That's it. Which these days you should be wearing that stuff anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the cover photo that we used on last week's show for the with the full...
That was the local FD hazmat unit.
Yeah.
I hope rolling their eyes and doing a full-scale drill before their PPE expires. Because like I said, 9/11 was a long time ago and those grants are running out. But the interesting thing about this case, and we'll I hope that answers his question about my confidence.
I think Kevin has the wherewithal to email us back and be like, I don't buy it.
Let me go further.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Let me go further. Fentanyl is like beer.
Whoa,
and let me tell you why.
Whoa. I have been exposed, sir.
Yeah.
Hang on, there's a puddle of beer.
There's a puddle of beer. What's going to happen? Nothing. If you splash the beer and some gets in my mouth, will I have beer in my mouth? Maybe. but if I pour the beer down my arm, no, I'm not going to get intoxicated. Doesn't work that way.
All right.
Right? But I was exposed.
You were exposed.
I was exposed.
See, words mean something, mm-hmm. Justin. Words mean something.
That's right.
You can be exposed,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily suffer the effects of it.
True.
Unless you are really looking to dial up the drama and get you some paid time off.
That's right.
I am not mad at that.
When we go back to the school, so the story gets more interesting the more we learn, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As the days go on, you start scratching your head like, really? So apparently they confiscated a vape pen from one of the students in the high school. You're not supposed to have it. It's a horrible, horrible habit to have. It's worse than actual smoking cigarettes.
Oh, real quick. You're pretty douchey. If you're vaping, if you're, that's hardcore.
If you're going from smoking to vaping to maybe the gum under a doctor's care, maybe. But no, vaping, not only is it bad for you, it's stupid.
I guess.
It looks hilarious.
If you are vaping something
like a freaking train.
Yeah, exactly. And you look like like a train going down the tracks on the old steam engines,
mm-hmm.
and it smells like Fruity Pebbles. I'm going to need your man card immediately.
Yeah, and that's another thing with the packaging for some of this stuff, and that's a whole other show.
Oh, yeah, that is. That, yeah.
But the school nurse apparently opened up the vape to disable it. Apparently that's a thing.
And throw it away.
Inside was a piece of paper that said fentanyl. And that's when she called the police.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
The police arrived.
So far, I don't see a problem
sure.
with that.
Hey.
I really don't.
This is out of my wheelhouse. Why don't we call the folks that know what to do?
There you go.
20 minutes later, PD shows up.
20 minutes later, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'll tell you another story about boys in blue coming to my aid yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes later, PD shows up, looks at the vape pen, and all three of them begin to experience symptoms. The two cops and the nurse.
You are leaving something out of this story.
What's that?
The three cops get there. Look at the nurse, look at each other, look at the note, all give it that big old winky winky
wink,
and they're like, oh no, I feel bad.
So now they start narcanning each other, and they call an ambulance, and they all get transported, and they all get released.
Oh,
same day.
That.
What were they exposed to? What was in the pen? Nothing.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles flavor.
So let me ask you this. What were they exposed to?
Stupidity.
Fear.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Insights into Teens, a podcast series exploring the issues and challenges of today's youth. Talking to real teens about real teen problems. Explore issues from braces to puberty, social anxiety to financial responsibility. Each week, we talk about the topics concerning today's youth. We look at how the issues affect teens, how to cope with these issues, and how parents, friends, and loved ones can help teens handle these challenges. Check out our video episodes on youtube.com/insightsintothings. Catch our audio versions on podcast.insightsintoteens.com or on the web at insightsintothings.com.
Fear.
Okay.
I'm not going to say...
So let's follow that rabbit hole real quick.
Yeah.
Fear is a mind F, right? Mm-hmm. If you can convince yourself of damn near anything. If you get to a place mentally where you're like, I anticipate... I'll give you a good example. My daughter, last night, MC lit number 3, comes in and she's like, I can't sleep. I've been in bed for like an hour. I'm like, it's been 15 minutes. Like legit 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Go take a nice warm shower, relax. Comes back in, maybe 45 minutes later. And she's really upset. And I get it. But I told her, you have told yourself... I am going to have trouble sleeping before you even start brushing your teeth an hour mm-hmm. before you go to bed.
Yeah.
You are mentally preparing yourself to have an experience. So when you have that experience, you really shouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the information, going back to the fentanyl, all of the information that is being just crammed down first responder throats is telling you, if you walk by this stuff, you're going to fall out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video? There's, I don't remember what kind of gas it was, but there's this, it wasn't California, Midwest somewhere, some state trooper walks up on a crash, like in the middle of freaking nowhere. There's mm-hmm. a car on its side. And there's a dude fell out in the middle of the roadway, and he is unresponsive. Yep. Guy's yelling at him, oh, blah, 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 nothing. Trooper walks up, and there's, you know, some haze of some kind.
Sure.
Yeah. He walks in, and boom, falls over dead. Have you seen that video?
No.
But I
believe it 100%.
It's probably like a 10-year-old video. It's been, mm-hmm. I think that is the imagery and the expectation of law enforcement today. Certainly, law enforcement today, and I'll bet you way more FD and medics than you want to admit have been fed the same line and are preparing themselves to be dizzy, to be whatever. The brain is way more powerful than we give it credit for.
Yeah, we just don't see that in the stories. Like the medics that transported no symptoms. The last time I was handed fentanyl, I was exposed to it, had my gloves on, pushed it down in the gutter. Right. It went away. I had no symptoms, but the two officers at the scene and the patient had symptoms. I have no idea how, because it doesn't work that way. So that's the update for now.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But when they put out there that, Narcan was administered and they were revived, that becomes boom. Look at how dangerous it is. And that's what everybody hears. Look how dangerous it is. And 2 days later when it's, there was no fentanyl. It was just written on a piece of paper. That doesn't get the same coverage and the same sharing in the disciplines
of course not.
It should.
Of course
now,
not.
Let me follow up the 20-minute response for the Boys in Blue on that one.
Hey, before you do that, let's take a quick pause and bring you a quick word from our sponsor, Filthy Pirate Coffee.
Filthy Pirate Coffee mascot Captain Deadrise, what are you doing here?
Yar!
Are you here to tell us about the delicious flavors of Filthy Pirate Coffee?
Yar!
And tea?
Yar!
And where can we go to learn more?
Yar!
Actually, you know what? Let me handle that. WYERadio.com/filthypirate.
Yar!
Yar.
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 That felt good.
Yeah, Captain Deadrise. One of my favorites.
He's been getting up to some shenaniganery, and I loved making ads for Filthy Pirate Coffee.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. But like I said before, to make up for the 20-minute response for the Boys in Blue for the piece of paper that said fentanyl, I'm driving in the buggy yesterday at work, and I see a guy with a hammer banging on a telephone pole. And I thought, that's probably not a good thing. He's in a residential area. There's a bunch of cars around. I bet he's going to use the hammer for something else.
Was he posting a flyer of some kind?
No flyers, no paper of any kind. So I get on the phone. I'm like, hey, if there's a patrol car nearby, maybe go check this dude out. But, he's not beating on anybody quite yet. Give a description, come around the corner. And as I'm coming around the corner, I make my two lefts. The first PD car pulls up and I see them draw their weapons. I'm like, what's going on now? Dude now has a hammer in one hand and a big old knife in the other.
Uh-oh, Pescadillos.
And I'm thinking, good eyes, HM, good eyes. Trained observer over
here. Your job is so easy, PD.
And next thing you know, I can hear, not sirens, but from blocks away of the other cars coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Car 2 pulls up, gunpoint. Car 3 pulls up, gunpoint. I'm like, this is interesting. Car 4 pulls up. With the orange shotgun.
RC3, can I get an ambulance on standby at this location? Because this is going to get
crazy. When I turned the corner and saw them like that, I said, start me a code 3 ambulance for a standby. And I gave them approach instructions.
A location 4 blocks away?
Yep. Come to this intersection. Come to this location, this intersection, approach from the north. Because I don't want them coming from another direction or worse yet, behind.
Oh, I've got a good story for that, too.
Yeah. So the orange shotgun comes out, and that's the less than lethal. It's the beanbag shotgun.
Yep.
Not the big beanbag shotgun that they have, but the littler one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for them to, drop the knife. No, it was he comes out, pop, pop, and they all go rushing in.
Yeah. You drop the knife?
Oh, yeah.
Along with a bunch of other stuff.
He dropped everything because when you get hit there, you cover it with both hands.
That is a... We go through training for that.
Real quick, their response time was maybe 15 seconds.
Oh, they happened to be in the area.
Yeah.
They just had... That was just fortuitous timing.
It was a real-life bolo.
You could have prevented a homicide. You could have prevented a property crime. Who knows? You know,
they always say, what is your purpose on this earth?
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer of if you're still here, you haven't done it yet.
So, oh, oh, Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we punch out, like, just review the last 15 minutes and be like, oh, nope, that was like, it.
You remember watching Quantum Leap? And he would fix last thing and then...
Oh, yeah, you jump away.
Or he would fix a thing and he's like, hey, oh, I'm trapped forever.
Hey, let's do full-on WYE thing and let's shift gears without planning. We have complained on this show and the last show over multiple iterations of how Hollywood has no new intellectual property.
If they were going to remake anything...
Dude, Quantum Leap.
Yep.
Remake it immediately.
Oh, here's something that'll freak
me?
You out. Oh, it'll be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Here's something that'll freak you out. The wife brought this to me the other day, and I told her to shut up.
Wow, that's aggressive.
So, Dazed and Confused. It's a classic.
All right.
Right? If they made it
I'm not a huge fan, to be honest with you. It's okay. Whatever.
The music and the actors and some of their early roles.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
All right.
That's right. And you got Ben Affleck, the proprietor of Fashionable Male, and mm-hmm. Batman in
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
The wife tells me, you know, if they made that today, it would be the graduating class of 2005.
Oh, yeah. Kiss my... come on.
And that's why I told her. No. Go away.
Yeah. Stop talking. You're right. I apologize for...
They're bringing back the Wonder Years. They're bringing back Doogie Howser. Bring back Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen any of the Wonder Years yet?
No.
I haven't either.
No,
And isn't the Doogie thing, like, in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's a girl in Hawaii, which, who cares? It's about a young
whatever.
Doctor.
I don't care, but it's still called Doogie Howser?
No, it's something else, Howser MD, I think. I don't know. They had it up at, we were down at Disneyland at Downtown Disney a couple weeks ago.
Whatever, I don't care about that. The Wonder Years one, I actually wanted to see it, and I just haven't made time to watch it yet.
I'll check both of them out, just because those originals were so much fun. But
the original Doogie was pretty great. Mm-hmm. That was pretty great. You know what started a couple weeks ago that I'm really excited about? I watched the first two episodes last night.
Reacher.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Dude, that show never misses. 15 seasons. 15
and,
seasons.
And all brilliant.
Oh, and still and all valves firing. Just, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
excellent,
fantastic.
Excellent writing, better acting.
Oh,
you don't get that anymore.
No, it's real good. Well, you know, let's go ahead and wrap
Kevin,
up
hope,
the ask
hope
here.
That answered your question about
absolutely.
You know, rebooting Quantum Leap.
Yeah, and can we stop getting emails about rebooting Quantum Leap?
Please.
We're a podcast. We don't know anybody in Hollywood.
How about we do the Please Reboot Quantum Leap podcast?
Oh,
we're dads in our 40s.
That's
what you do.
That is true. And I wish to God I had the outro music for Quantum Leap queued up, and I don't care if they sue us or not.
We got Scott Bakula on line one. Go ahead. No?
No.
We'll get him back.
No,
hey,
Scott,
you know what?
Scott, are you there?
You know what?
Damn it.
Season four. You never know.
That's right.
I mean,
just
real quick.
Oh, go ahead. Fine.
Dean Stockwell, rest in peace.
So along that, see, we were going to wrap up the show nicely, but now we're not. What if they reboot it? I want you to put your brain on who would take over the role of Scott Bakula, and what do you think about putting Scott Bakula in the role
of the Observer?
Of the Observer.
Interesting.
I'll
tell
know.
You what. Why don't you tune in next week and I'll tell you.
All right. Fair enough. So keep in mind, folks, as this airs, it is December 8th. And this is, I believe, our 39th episode of a regular episode. No. This is an ask. Yeah. So I think, God, we're like in the 60s for the asks. That notwithstanding, we got one more episode for you next week. We're going to kind of do a year in review. And then we're taking some time off, as we do every season here on WYE. We will be back with you second Wednesday, I believe, in January. Just want to give you a heads up. We got one more episode coming this year. And until next time, which, again, is next week, this is MC signing off from MCPD for my good buddy Justin Shore, the Happy Medic. I hope y'all are getting ready for Christmas.
Yo!